Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Man with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me for another edition of Hours to Protect as we continue our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable and greener future and present for us all. This week we'll be joined by Owen Keogh, who is the Head of Sustainability at the Musgrave Group, to tell us how Supervalue and Centra are leading the way in reducing carbon pollution. But first, we sent our Jane McNamara out to find out how much of a priority sustainability is to you when it comes to your grocery shopping.
I do care about sustainability. For example, like, a lot of supermarkets use way too much plastic, which is really unnecessary.
I think that the amount of refill packs that they have is quite limited, like across coffee ranges and stuff like that.
I do care about sustainability. However, at the moment, with the cost of living in Dublin particularly, you know, it's kind of the last of my worries.
Yes, it would affect where I would shop, definitely. For example, there's a shop here on the North Circular Road, Noms, where they have everything, there's no packaging at all.
I just suppose the day and age I go where things are cheaper.
Well, there should be no reason why you can't have both. I'm delighted to be joined now by Owen Keogh, who is the Head of Sustainability at the Musgrave Group. And Owen, we've spoken about the UN sustainability goals for 2030 on Hours to Protect before, and congratulations to the Musgrave Group on being reappointed as a UN sustainability goal champion for 2023-24 due to your long-standing commitment to being a sustainable business. You must be delighted.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really proud. I think it speaks to a lot of the work we've done over the last year, 2 years, and the last decade in regards to sustainability within the communities that we serve, with our retailers and with our operations as a whole.
Now, last year you launched what I understand was the first of its kind, a 25 million euro sustainability fund. And then it was just revealed that you have been very successful in achieving a 9% reduction in carbon over the last 12 months. Can you actually explain what exactly did you do, and what does it really mean to us as consumers, people who come into Supervalue and Centra?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of important things to note. As Musgrave and the Supervalue and Centra brands, we work an independent retailer model where many of the Supervalue and Centra stores across the country would be owned and managed by individual business people. So last year, we launched a 25 million euro sustainability fund centrally to help those individual business people invest in sustainability initiatives within their stores. One real example is LED lighting, which has changed across many of our stores over the last year and years beyond that, and also doors on fridges. So we've upgraded a huge amount of refrigeration and freezers across our estate with retailers, which essentially bring an energy efficiency to the store as a whole. Now, that 9% across all of the stores equates to planting around 260,000 trees, or for the solar panelling that we have installed and will be installed across our whole estate, that is enough electricity to power about 3,500 homes for years.
And where do you go from here? You've achieved so much, and congratulations to you and your team for doing that. But I am guessing that you have plans afoot now to continue this great work that you've already begun.
Yeah, so the 25 million euro sustainability fund that we launched was across 2 years, and we set ourselves a budget of a 12% reduction in emissions for that 2 year period. So we want to reach our budget at least, and if we can, go beyond that 12%. Another big area for us that we're tackling and will be tackling over the coming years is our fleet fuel. So many of your listeners will be used to seeing the large kind of Supervalue and Centra trucks that travel around the country delivering food to the different stores. And obviously associated with the fuel of those vehicles. So we launched recently an initiative where we're actually moving a large proportion of that fuel, diesel fuel, over to hydrotreated vegetable oil. And that comes with a 90% emissions reduction per litre when compared with diesel. So we're hoping to build that whereby 50% of the fuel across our trucks will be HVO, or hydrotreated vegetable oil, by 2030.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, I'm sure that your customers must be responding very positively to this. Or do they notice, actually, Hugh?
It depends very, very much so. And I think it's something we are going to talk about more. When we think of climate change, obviously it's something we're addressing as a business ourselves, but there's a huge amount we can do to enable and communicate with consumers at large around the importance of taking steps as businesses, but also as individuals. And that's where things like our packaging, for example, is a real key part of our sustainability strategy, where we've been driving to make 100% of our packaging recyclable, reusable or compostable by 2025. So across Supervalu and Centra, 96% of the packaging that we put out in the market is recyclable, reusable or compostable. So I think customers are responding, and definitely we all have a part to play in terms of tackling these different challenges.
Well, I have to say, you know, once again, congratulations to you and the team and everyone at Musgrave and indeed at Supervalu and Centra for signing up to this and for being so committed and to the success that you have achieved so far. I mean, I think it's absolutely fantastic and certainly a huge step in the right direction. Unkyo, Head of Sustainability at Musgrave Group, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us on Hours to Protect this week. A pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to supervalu.ie/sustainability. And that is this week's Hours to Protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me. A reminder that if you missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now and find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative at sunshineradio.ie/hours to protect and at hours2protect.ie as well. And I look forward to bringing you another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours2protect.ie for more info.